The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Rosh Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We begin Beis Hashem Beya Daf Lamed. The Gemara Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says the Rabba Barachonin asked Abaya. The Mishnah says later in Daf Lamed Ovam Beis Tanan Ein Metapchin Vein Mesapkin. One can't clap his hands together. Yod of Zu'al Zurashi says, Vein Mesapkin, one can't clap his hand on his foot. Vein Meraktin, and one can't dance with his feet. So Rabbi Bar Bachanan asked Abayev, Ho'inen de Kochazinen de Avdenachi. Nowadays we see that people do this. And V'lei Aminelu, V'lei Midi. We see the Chachamim do not protest. No one is saying anything to them to stop them. Abaya answered them back with another problem that people do, which also the Chacham don't seem to be to protest. People are not supposed to sit next to the lechi at the edge of the mavui and put things over there for fear it may fall out into the Yishus HaRabim and people may carry it. And the Hani Noshi, the Shoklin Chitzvayu, they take their barrels, they sit there right at the doorway of the mavui, and also V'lei Amrin Lahu V'lei Midi. Elos, Abaya says, it must be, the reason is because Hanach Lenli Yisrael, Mutav Shiu Shoygigin, Va'al Yiu Mezidin. This principle that it's better not to apprise people of things they're doing wrong if you know they're not going to listen. And therefore, here also, Hanach Lenli Yisrael, Mutav Shiu Shoygigin, Va'al Yiu Mezidin. The Gemara then qualifies this depending if it's Midrabbanan or it's Midaraisa. You see the rush, it depends if they're for sure not going to listen. And Ayin in Arachayim Simin Tov Reish Ches Siv Beis for more of the Pratim, more of the details of this halacha, depending if it's Dairaisa, whether it's explicit in the Torah, it's only we learned out of a drasha, whether it's only Midrabbanan, or when we say this concept of Mutav. But here certainly, the Gemara says that's the reason why we don't protest those people who clap and dance by way of making music or clapping with the rhythm to a song on Shabbos. Tosfos says that this should only apply in the days of Chazal. Tosfos says the Ladidon Shari, for us it's permissible. The Dafka be main Shaybikin Lasish Kleshir, in those days where they had the expertise of making instruments. So Shaykh Lemigzer, there it was appropriate for Chazal to make a takana, not to do anything that would be making music, or playing music, or clapping to music, or rhythm. Avaladi done. Us, Einonu Bikin Lasis Kleshir, we're not knowledgeable enough in making instruments, and therefore Vilay Shaykh Lemigzer, there is no gzeirah. That is what Tosfos says. Indeed, la halacha, the Shulchan Aruch and Rechaim Simin Shin Lamentes Siv Gimel Paskins like the Gemara that it's osir. Ein betapchin lahakis kaf al kaf, v'lei mesapkin lahakis kaf al yerech. Those are the two things we mentioned in the Gemara. V'lei meraktin, one cannot dance. And the Shulchan Aruch says gzeir Hashem yisakein kleishir. The Shulchan Aruch says even to bang with one's finger on the table or to snap, also all of these things are also gzeir Hashem yisakein kleishir. The only thing that's mutter, the Shulchan Aruch says, lasapik klachayad, to clap in a way by making a deviation of the clapping, not in the normal way, that's mutter. The Ramah is bothered, then why now do we find people, the minhag seems to be, people do clap and do dance. So the Ramah says two reasons why this is done. Says the Ramah, v'hodim esabgim rakim ne'inna, nowadays we find people do clap and do dance. V'lei b'chinabu, we don't find anyone protesting. Mishum demutav shu shaygim v'ayim mizidin. That's the first approach of the Ramah, the first reason the Ramah gives to explain the custom, the practice of people today. And that's like the Gemara that we saw on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Says the Ramah v'yeshemrim, and he brings Tosfos' reason. V'yeshem the bizman hazeh hakol shari. Nowadays everything is mutter. Ve'inonu b'kiyim ba'asiyas kleshir, and therefore there's no gezeira Hashem yisakein kleshir. And based on this, the Ramah says, Efshir shal zeh nogu l'hakol b'kol. For this reason, maybe we find that there we are makel. The Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Simon Shin Lamites, is bothered by what Tosfos says. How could Tosfos say that it's mutter because it's not shayach the gzeira anymore? We know that anything that's davar shebeminyan, any gzeira that was misukid by a bezdin, ein yochel bezdin acher nevatlo elam kein gadol medam bechachma v'minyan. So how could the Tosfos say in the nowadays this doesn't apply anymore? And we know that even when a tam of gzeira is bottle, the gzeira itself is not bottle. And therefore, the Beis Yosef understands that Tosfos must be referring to and mustn't be explaining his pshat based on what Tosfos himself said on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Vav says that Ravina forbade burying a mace on Yom Tesheni, even though it should be permissible. And the reason is, since the Ikeh Chavrai, right, she says this is an Ummah Harishah that lived in the times of the Parsiim, who really would make Klal Yisrael, make the Yidden at that time, do work even on Yom Tif. But since we said we're not allowed to do any malacha on Yom Tif, so they put that aside, they did not force us to do work. And Ravina was afraid that if they would see us burying our dead on Yom Tov Sheni, they would say, you see, it is mutter for you to do work, and therefore they would force us to do other types of work as well. Tosfos says, nowadays, Bizman HaZeh, we don't have any of these chavrai, we don't have these Gentiles that we should be afraid that would force us to do work, therefore it's mutter to bury our dead on Yom Tov Sheni. Tosfos asks, how could I say such a thing? How could you be mevatel a gezeira that was once instituted? And Tosfos says, Mishum chshasha, the whole time of this reason was a chshash, there was a concern that the Gentiles of the time may make us do work. Over achshasha, over hatam. Once we don't have this concern anymore, there's no reason for the gezeira, and therefore it's mutter. Tosfos compares this to a different type of gezeira. Gezeira is that we're not allowed to drink from mashkin megulin. We're not allowed to drink from a mashke, a barrel of liquid, wine or the like, that was left overnight, for fear left opened, for fear that perhaps a nachash drank from it and instilled some of its venom, some of its poison into the wine, and it's a sakana. Tosfos says, nowadays we don't have snakes in the amongst us, therefore we are matter to drink such a thing. The same applies, says Tosfos, by this gzeira, once the tam doesn't apply, if the whole gzeira was only because of a concern of a chshash, once the chshash is not around anymore, the gzeira itself as well is bottle. The way for the Beis Yosef understands, this is exactly what Tosfos means to say, why there's no iser of to be metapeach, to be meraki, to dance and to clap on Shabbos, because nowadays there is no concern the chshash is away. We can ask a question, based on this Tosfos, why isn't it even mutter to play an instrument? If indeed the whole reason of playing an instrument is the reason of Shem Yisan Kleshir, then even to play an instrument itself should be mutter. All sorts of Hashmas Koil, which we have in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, of different ways of banging with bells, with instruments, that too should be mutter based on Tosfos' reason that nowadays this should not apply. Indeed, we do find that the Magen Avraham in several places seems to understand from Tosfos that it really would be mutter all sorts of hashmas koil. For example, in Siman Shin Lamed Ches, Siv Beis, Mechaba says that those who are matir and any Yehudi lenagim b'klei shir b'chupas, they were matir by a chasana because of simchas chosim b'kala. They permitted to have goyim in those days. Nowadays, the Rosh Hashulchan says our minig has meant to stop this practice, but the Ramah brings such a minig that they were matir for to have goyim play the covered the chosim b'kala with instruments. Says the Magen Avraham, because really, it should be mutter even nowadays, based on Tosfos. It should be mutter to be even lanagim as manenu b'klei shir, because einonu b'kiyum b'asiyosan. Since we don't have the expertise or knowledge to fix instruments, therefore it shouldn't be mutter even like l'mikzer shem yisakim. Based on that, says the Magen Avraham, that's why al koponim shori amir len yehudi lanagim. Really, it should have been mutter for the Yidden themselves, the Jews themselves should be able to play instruments. So therefore, at least they were matir of Simchas Chasim Akala to allow the game to play. But you see that really, Magen Avraham, this is from Tosfos, that really this should have been mutter entirely. We find as well in the Simen Shin Aleph, Sifchav Gimel, there the Shulchan Aruch says, the mutter lotzeis bezagin harugin, and main bohem invul. Ve'ein mashmim koel. One is allowed to go with bells sewn onto the garment if there's no invil, if there's no clapper in the bell, and therefore no noise is being made. Says the Magen Avraham. That says dafka if one intends to have the bells make noise. For example, by ketanim, their clothing, you want it to make noise, then it's aser mashenkin. If one did not intend that it should make noise, one doesn't need the noise, then it will be mutter even for adults to wear such a thing. And the Magen Avraham says, ayin simin shin lamates in the ago. Presumably he means that this minig, our minig based on Tosfos, that nowadays there is no iser in Shem Yisa'an Kleishir, there is no gzeira, that gzeira was put aside because we are not bekiyin bedavar, therefore here it should be mutter as well. The Tosfos Shabbos asks on the Magen Avraham that we don't find from Tosfos a heter except for tipuach v'rikud, like the Gemara talks about, only clapping and dancing is mutter, no more than that. And indeed, the Bir Aloch in Simin Shinala brings the gross chelak on the Magen Avraham. But indeed, we find here from the Magen Avraham that he seems to understand that based on Tosfos, really it should be mutter even to play instruments, even for a year to play instruments based on Tosfos' reason. Perhaps we'll give a teretz for this at the end of this year. Reb Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, Erechaim, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf, he's matmi on our Tosfos here on Daf Lamed. He doesn't understand how Tosfos could say that this gezerah is bottle now. We know the principle that even though the time of the gzeira, even though the reason of the gzeira is bottled, but the gzeira remains in place, it's a davish b'minyan. Indeed, like the Beis Yosef already answered. However, Moshe is not satisfied with the Beis Yosef's teretz, because he says the comparison to Mayim Megulim is not a good comparison. By Mayim Megulim, the whole chshash was a chshash rochuk, says Moshe. It was a very far-fetched concern in the first place that a nochesh should come and drink from this water and put in its poison. Even so, Chazal, because of the concern of pikuach nefesh, because of the concern of a sakana to a person, even though it's only a very small shash, a small concern, nonetheless, they made the gzeira. Based on that, says Ramesha. Therefore, such a small gzeira, the concern in the first place was not so great. If that indeed does not apply anymore, once that's not applicable, the whole gezerah can be put aside. And this is the reason why Mayim Megulim is mutter. Says Ramesha, the gezerah was not on Mayim Megulim. The gezerah was on a chshash, on a concern that maybe the snake is going to drink from it. Like Tosfos says in Davav, Mishim Chshosha, Ovra Chshosha, Ovra Hatam. Masha Enke. However, Ramesha says, by Shami Yisak and Kleshir, that was a gezerah ba'etzim. That was a gezerah not to play instruments, that was a gzeirah not to clap and dance on Shabbos to music or to a rhythm, and therefore, how could you just be mevatel that? So asks Reb Moshe. And therefore, Reb Moshe has his own pshat in Tosfos, that it must be that since people did it, must be the Chachamim obviously will matter it, Ayin Shom, to see if it's a Reb Moshe pshat in Tosfos seems to be a little bit dachuk. But Ramesha does conclude that minarei lahachmir lechalapachas lebaalei nefesh, that one should not be makel since Tosfos is not so pashut. Also, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like that. Avaladina chazina shemekilim. And Ramesha says v'reinu yireim ushleimim that marakten b'shabbes v'yomtiv. As an aside, we know from the Shulchan Aruch and the Achrayim, the Peskim, that Simcha Shal Mitzvah, dancing for a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, clapping for a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, for example, on Simchas Torah or Simchas Chas Mekala, that indeed was mutter always. Perhaps we could answer what Ramesha is asking to understand the Beis Yosef's Pshat in Tosfos, the Beis Yosef's understanding. In Tosfos, indeed, going with what he wrote in Daf Vav, that when the reason for the Gezerah, for the Chshash, for the concern of the Chachamim, don't apply anymore, therefore we can do away with the gzeira as well. And indeed, we can use Ramosha's reasoning and find in the Achrayim that they understood this way in the Ramah. But Ramah writes that nowadays people are makel, people are Bizman has a kol shari because ainan mikim basias kleshir. The like of the mizan shemitan kleshir says the Ramah demilsa the leishchichu. The Rambam himself writes this is a Milsud Lo Yishchicha. And indeed, the Taz, and more clearly in the Tosfos Shabbos, he explains the Milsud Lo Yishchicha, the Rambam as follows. Says the Tosfos Shabbos, and we quote, Umehai Taima. How could Tosfos say that we can put aside the gzeira just because the reason for the gzeira was put aside? Says the Tosfos Shabbos, Shaini Hacha, the Kimud Leshchicha Klal. Since this is not really a common concern, it's not really a concern that's a very strong concern of Chazal. So who dumya legzeiras gilui mashkin? It's similar to not drinking from mashkin, from liquid that was left open. The shariyata nowadays is it's butter because ein nechashim mitzuyin beinenu, because we don't have snakes amongst our open barrels. Vehu adin zeh ken kasev abis Yosef. So really, this is the way the Tosfos Shabbos understands what the Beis Yosef was understanding in Tosfos. Miu concludes the Tosfos Shabbos ein lahagum etam zeh ela leinyan tipuach v'rikud luchud. Ad kan medivrei Tosfos Shabbos, and again, this is really what the Taz says as well. Based on this, we can understand that this way we can answer Ramesh's kasha. And this is just like the Gilui Mashkin. This is just like the Shash of a Nachash. Like Ramesh says, the Shash of a Nachash drinking from an open barrel was a very far-fetched concern. It was a Milsa Leishchicha. And indeed, that's the Lashon of the Ramah here also. This too is a Milsa Leishchicha. And since it's a Milsa Leishchicha, when something, the Takana of Chazal was only based on something that's not Shchiach, if it's Batal Atam, indeed, Batal Akzera. We find the Beis Meir, Remeyam Mipoizen, in Simon Shin Lamites, Siv Gimel. And Simon Shin Lamites, Siv Gimel, asks on the Taz as well, on the Beis Yosef, that this is not comparable to the Mashkin. Mashkin Megulin, Mayim Megulin, and he understands that the din of Mayim Megulin is different based on the Prichodesh and Yeridah Simin Kuf Tazayin, which the Gro also is Mashkin like that in Yeridah Kuf Tazayin Sif Aleph, that the Tchilas HaGzeira, that the Gzeira from the outset was only on some places, on places that they had Nechashim that were found over there. Just like we find there were cases that they were not geyser on Mayim Megulin, for example, on Yayim Mevushal, the Gemara in the end of Tainus Daf Lamed explains that Nechashim don't drink from such barrels of Yayim Mevushal, and therefore there's no geyser. So too, we just extend to other places where there are no Nechashim, we can extend that the Gzeira should not apply. However, the Taz, as we mentioned, the Tosfos Shabbos, and as well the Prima Godim in the Sefer, the Reish Yosef and Be'ah Davov, they understood Tosfos that the whole Gzeira was on a Milsa D'Leishich in the first place, and based on that, it's permissible to be metaper, be meraki, to clap and to dance, even by way of song, by way of rhythm, based on the principle that since it's batal, the tam, batal like zera. Since Tosfos says we are not bekin nowadays in fixing clay shear, therefore it is mutter. Based on this, we could also explain and answer our previous question. Indeed, like we saw from Magen Avraham in many places, really based on Tosfos' understanding, everything should be mutter. Even to play an instrument should be mutter. Why do we permit only dancing and clapping? Why is that the only heter that we give nowadays based on Tosfos? We can say that really there were two different gzeiros. One gzeiro was that of playing clay shear, of that of playing instruments, and that indeed is a milsa d'shchicha. That's a gzeiro that Chazal were concerned for very shchiach reasons that would come to if a person something would break while he's playing, he would fix it immediately. And that, since it was a milsa d'shchicha, that can never be batal. But Chazal added on to that gzeira. And the addition to that gzeira was one can't even clap or dance to a tune or to a rhythm in a way, by way of song. And that reason was a little bit more of a chash rachuk. That was a milsa d'shchicha. Chazal were concerned if we're able to clap and sing, but we're able to clap and dance rather, we may then come also to play an instrument and then maybe come to fix the clay shear. But since that gzeira deed was less shchiach, that's why indeed we can be matrit. We find in the Rambam in Perach of Gimel from Hilchos Shabbos, in Halacha Dalet, he tells the Halacha, he tells us the Halacha of Hashmias Koil, the Gzeira of being Mashmia Koil. Says the Rambam, Also Hashmia Koil Shel Shir B'Shabbos Bein Mekli Shir Kigen Kinoiris U'Nevolim Bein B'Shar Dvarim. One is not allowed to make music with any type of instrument. Afilo Lahakos Be'etzpa Alakarko Al Aluach. Even to bang on a table with a finger, achas kineged achas kineged amisherim, or to snap to a tune, or the kashkis as egg latinic, or to use nuts to bang in front of a child. All of this is asur chiyetsi ba'asur gzeir Hashem yisayin kleishir. That's halacha dalet. In halacha hey, the Rambam brings this other gzeira, which is in the Mishnah we find lamavavam abeis ein mesapkin veim alayim veleim raktin veleim betapkin b'shabbos gzeir Hashem yisayin kleishir. Why did the Rambam put this in two different halachas? It should be all part of one gezeirah. Perhaps what we're saying, we have arrived in this Rambam. It really is two different gezeirahs. The first gezeirah of Hashmias Koil with a koil shel shir with an instrument, indeed was a milsa d'shchicha. And there Chazal were concerned, someone may come misan klei shir, and that can never be bought. Mashengil was an additional gezeirah on a milsa d'shchicha indeed, but Chazal were gezer on that as well, a misapkin v'le meraktin. But that is where Tosfos wants to come to be matured. That's where Tosfos wants to say that here we could put that gezeira. We could put that gezeira aside nowadays that we're not bekiyin to fix klei shir, because indeed that whole gezeira was only a milsa l'shchicha in the first place, like we explained from the Taz, the Reish Yosef, and the Tosfos Shabbos. And indeed, this would answer Ramesh's kasha. Ramesh's concern that this should not be similar to the Mayim Begulin, perhaps that's the chiluk. By Tipuach and Verikud, the clapping and dancing on Shabbos, that indeed is similar to the Mayim Begulin, that it's really a milsa d'lo shchicha. We could also bring a raya to this chiluk that we're saying now. We find in the Rambam, in Siman Shin Lamed Tes, we find that Letzatzef, the peh, this is in Siman Shin Lamed Ches Sif Aleph in the Rambam. Letzavzeif pepeh, to whistle, is mutter. To whistle even by way of tune, Magen Avraham brings from the Shulchan Aruch Yibayim, even Mederech Koil Shir, whistling is mutter, says the Magen Avraham, because le'ovid meiser, because the person is not doing any action, when he's not using any hand, he's not using any luach, he's not using any kli, and because of that, indeed, it is mutter letzavzeif pepeh. So even though it's being done by way of klei shir, it's mutter. The same we find, and then the chiluk we can make is like we just spoken out. But since over there nothing is being used, there's no other item being used, so that's already a gezeira that's necheis d'argo. It's already two steps away from the gezeira of Shem Yisayin klei shir. The original gezeira of Shem Yisayin klei shir is actually to use an instrument itself. One is not using an instrument, he's only clapping with his hands, he's only whistling with his mouth. Indeed, that's a milsa l'shchicha which the gezeira are on, and it can be put aside based on Tosfos' reason. Also, like we mentioned from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins as well, the only thing we find that's mutter klacha yad is clapping. Why shouldn't it be mutter everything klacha yad? Even playing an instrument should be mutter klacha yad. That's the Bialochas kasha on this halacha. And indeed, we find that in the Yerushalmi, in Beya Perakei, Halacha Beis, which is also brought in Rabbeinu Chananel, in our Gemara, Daf Lavavama Mebeis, in Beya, he brings a Maisa with Rebbe. Rebbe made a chasana for his son Reb Shimon, and the Chachom were there, and they were Misapkin Yedeim Klachayad, and they were clapping Klachayad in the abnormal fashion. Reb Meir heard this, he heard them clapping, and he started screaming, Hutra Shabsa, who was Matar Shabbos over here? When Rebbe heard this macha being made, this protest by Reb Meir, he says, "Mi bolar adeisenu b'seich beisenu? Who's coming to disturb our simcha over here?" Reb Meir heard Rebbe's concern. He started running away, and Rebbe ran after them. Rebbe ran after Reb Meir. Indeed, the Yerushalmi finishing was the demaisa that the sudr fell off of the head and neck of Remeir, and then Rebbe Suho was, who was Remeir, and on that he said, Lo zochisi l'teira, el al shereisi Remeir, tmei achere. Like the Gemara in Erev, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says, that's what Rebbe says, why he was surpassed and he was greater than his Chaverim, because he saw the back of Remeir. Rishami says it was based on this Maisa. I once heard a pshat from Hagoyin Remeir Tzvi Bergman, the pshat is that Rebbe saw how Nizhar that Remeir was in Hilchah Shabbos, and even we made a macha by that chasana, near he became a Gadol B'Torah from that. Al Kopon, we paskin like Rebbe, and that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch also. And we see the difference is that only to the Klachayad Heter is only by clapping or by dancing. We don't find the Klal Chayad Heter, says the Be'alacha, by Lekashke Zug, to make music with a bell, or to make music with an instrument, that we don't find that's Mutter Klal Chayad. And indeed, that's the chiluk that we're making. There's two different gzeiras over here. The gzeira of Shem Yisayin Klei Shir, the original gzeira was, any type of making noise of music with a keli, or even a hand on a table, because something else is being used. And that gzeira remains in place forever. The Tosfos Seth does not apply for that. However, the additional gzeira of clapping and dancing by way of music, by way of rhythm, that gzeira indeed was a milsa leishchicha, as the Lashon of the Ramah, and the Achrenim explained the Ramah. And for that, that's where Tosfos is saying that nowadays, that second concern, that milsa leishchicha, we don't have to be worried about, because Einon Bekin lasses kleishir, and we don't make gzeira. Like the Beis Yosef explains, Tosfos is kavana is to be like he says in Davov, that since the time of the gzera was only because of achshash, meaning achshash rachuk, as Ramesha had asked, it's only achshash rachuk. So therefore, by that case, when it's only achshash rachuk, when it's batla achshash, batla hatam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.